The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, a busy weekend. Women's rugby, the US Tennis Open, international football, of course, underway. We'll have all change at Spurs or not. And, of course, the Amgen Irish Open in golf. Shane Hannon from Off the Ball is with me. Good morning, Shane.
Morning, Pat.
So where do you want to start?
Well, there's plenty of places to start. I suppose the optimism around the Aviva Stadium tomorrow night and the Republic of Ireland against Hungary, getting a World Cup campaign underway. But we've lost the first two group games of our last four qualification efforts. So that bubble can be burst fairly quickly. The hope is that we get, well, you want at least 4 points out of this game and the Armenia game on Tuesday night.
I'm thinking that Hungary used to be a major force international football.
Of course.
So where are they now?
Ferenc Puskás is obviously the name that comes up for most people in world football. But right now, they've had a per year. They've beaten Azerbaijan 2-1. They've lost to Sweden. They've had a couple of per games against Turkey. But they've qualified for the last two European championships. Not to be sniffed at. And Dominik Szoboszlai, who scored that unbelievable free kick for Liverpool last weekend, of course, is their key man and talisman. So he's the danger man. But look, my heart says a one-all draw maybe, Pat, and we take it, but a win would be unbelievable to start the group.
Yeah, and of course, you really have to win your games at home, don't you?
You do.
Have a realistic prospect at the end of this process.
Exactly.
You look back and say, if only we'd won in the Aviva, we would have been made.
Exactly, and we have Hungary away in our last of six games, so that's going to be a tough one over in Budapest. The other thing is we've Robbie Brady out injured, we've Troy Parrott out injured, Seamus Coleman's out injured. They're not to be sniffed at. But
Should we be inspired by Wales and Northern Ireland?
Quite possibly. Those results last night are very, very, very interesting. Wales on the road in Kazakhstan, not an easy place to go to. The old cliche, 1-0 win for them. And Northern Ireland in their group, a 3-1 win against Luxembourg, a Luxembourg team who Ireland drew with earlier in the year. And in that same group, Slovakia beating Germany by 2-0. Giant killer Slovakia. So yeah, some surprise results.
Okay, the women's rugby, we're looking for a giant killing performance there against New Zealand.
We are. This is 2:45 p.m. on Sunday afternoon in Brighton against the Black Ferns. And yeah, look, both teams are through already the quarterfinals. It'll be either France or South Africa in the quarterfinals for Ireland. You probably would prefer to play South Africa. That would require a win essentially against New Zealand this weekend. 28 points the bookies have New Zealand as favourites for this one, so it's hard to see. But Sam Monahan and Aoife Wafer, there's talk they'll be back the team out this afternoon, so if they are back, who knows, but it's going to take a massive performance, Pat. Okay.
Now the golf, Shane Lowry started well. What is he, 3 shots off the lead?
Yeah, and that some of the early rounds are ongoing in the Irish Open at the K Club in Strathan earlier this morning as well. So yeah, Shane Lowry probably the best of the Irish. He was quite happy. He had a lot of the Irish mammies following him around yesterday. Nathan Murphy was talking to him, but yeah, 3 under for him. Thorbjørn Olesen is perhaps the other man to watch in the early leaderboard today. Tom McKibben as well is among the early starters, but Thorbjørn Olesen 8 under, then you have a pack of 4 on 6 under, but Shane Lowry yesterday, you'd have to be fairly impressed. He got out just before the rain started as well. So and then Rory was given out about was kind of punctured by the slow play discipline.
He felt hustled towards the end.
Essentially, look, this is the Masters champion playing at his home event. You'd like to see him with a bit more respect. I can understand how they want to treat everyone the same way, but he was playing with two players who were having howlers yesterday, and so that played into it. And all the TV cameras are following them around as well. So a bit frustrating for Rory yesterday.
All eyes on Djokovic tonight because he's attempting to get another Grand Slam.
This is at a perfect time for us to watch as well, Pat. For anyone who is near a TV set this evening, Novak Djokovic against Carlos Alcaraz, 8 p.m. at Arthur Ashe Stadium tonight in that US Open men's singles semi-final. The other one is at midnight. Yannick Sinner expected to beat Felix Auger-Aliassime. So you'd expect.
So we're looking for either the same again with Alcaraz and Sinner, or can Djokovic do it? Because he's thinking the clock is against him. Really.
It is, to pick up more Grand Slams. It's plus ça change if we see Sinner against Alcaraz in the final, but that's what I'd expect to see. I don't expect Djokovic to get over the line tonight. I'll have egg on my face if that does happen. But
and finally, what's happening at Spurs?
Yeah, Spurs, Daniel Levy, 25 years gone. He's been there since 2015, managers in the meantime. The legacy, I suppose, is the stadium, Pat. The new Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is an incredible thing. Oh, but only 2 trophies in that time. The wages are low. They haven't brought in the players that they want. So he leaves at a strange time. But yeah, I think a lot of Spurs fans you speak to this morning are quite happy with this news, to be honest.
Shane Hannon from Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.